Welcome to the SMB Community Podcast with hosts Amy Babinchek, James Kernan, and Carl Polacek. Produced by Kernan Consulting and for the international MSP community, we are dedicated to making every IT professional a successful IT professional. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the SMB Community Podcast. This is James Kernan with Kernan Consulting, and I've got a super special guest today. We're going to talk about AI in the workplace, and I've got an AI guru here. Let me introduce Zulfia Forsyth of Omadli Group, and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, James. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. I was really excited to talk about this topic, but before we dive into the topic everybody's talking about, AI, give the listening audience a little background on yourself and in your history.
Absolutely. So my name is Zulfia Forsyth. I'm a CEO, founder of Omadli Group. We're a data analytics and AI solutions company based in Boston. My background is actually very interesting. I'm not your typical tech founder. I come from accounting background, studied accounting in college in Northwestern College of Iowa. My big dream was to become a CPA and work at the big four companies and have a corner office. I thought that's a success.
We have that in common, by the way. We have that in common.
Yeah. I did my CPA, but never made the cut to big four. I was disappointed in myself, to be honest, and got into financial kind of corporate finance. And then as I was a corporate accountant, I just noticed that every month I was doing same thing, like monthly closes, bank reconciliations, and cleaning up financial statements. And I thought, there must be a better way. So I started kind of tinkering with Visual Basics at that time. And I just loved the idea. It's like you record steps in macro and now all of a sudden cleans up your spreadsheet. And I just thought, wow, isn't that awesome? And then another idea that came to mind was like, well, this is all coming from the system. Wouldn't it be great if it just came out in the way that I wanted to, instead of me manipulating data every month to kind of get to the point where I need to? And I started hanging out in an IT department. And at that time, our VP showed us how you just pressed the F5 button. All of a sudden, millions of rows got processed, and then the dashboard in Excel got updated. I was just hooked on. I was like, how's that possible? I want to learn this. This looks like a magic. So I'm very grateful that I got this opportunity to transition from accounting to IT, and started learning SQL on my own, lots of YouTubes, dates and nights and evenings. And now, fast forward, I run data analytics and AI company. We help businesses across the United States to shave off time from admin work on their back office and help them to get efficient, help them to buy back their time, and focus on really what they want to do and not sit and put the reports together or workflows together, just kind of get stuck in these admin works and repetitive works.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. And I've got to say, you know, you and I have a lot in common, and it seems like we took similar paths. I had the same dream when coming out of school, wanted to work, you know, back, I'm a little older than you, but it was like back then, I think the big six accounting firms. So I wanted to go into small business consulting, but work for one of the big consulting firms. And actually out of college, I was hired by, it was Arthur Young, it was Ernst Young and Arthur Anderson, I think merged. I moved from, we went to school in the Midwest. I was a finance major as well, but then I moved out to Los Angeles, but that job didn't start for about another 3 months. And California is really expensive. And it was like, well, I'm going to take another job because I'm getting all sorts of other offers. And then I ended up in IT, and, you know, now I'm running my own consulting practice and kind of tapped into the passion that way. So we kind of took different angles, but you're in Boston on the East Coast. I went out to California on the West Coast. So that's awesome. Well, hey, what a fascinating topic around, you know, AI in the workplace. Let's kind of dig into that a little bit more, because I know that's the expertise of what your company does. Let's talk about, you know, what does a normal engagement look like, you know, of you helping MSPs? What help the listeners understand that?
So it was interesting. We actually found out working with MSPs by surprise. So we have a joint client that we've been doing work for, and we're building automation around reporting for the client. And then they had MSP. At that time, I actually didn't even know like about the MSP's work, or like I had no engagement. And they saw the work that we've done for their client. But so let me step back. So we had a real estate, we have a real estate client that approached us and asked us to build this automation, reporting automation. And as we were doing the reporting automation, they had MSP that was supporting them. And they're like, oh, like I see that the great work that you do. Can you help? This is our client, but can you help other clients of ours to do the same thing? And then we started helping their clients in auto industry and veterinary space, and the kind of started automating the processes, like creating the executive dashboards and kind of giving them opportunity to see the picture, the business picture on the kind of like a bigger level by unifying data that comes from different systems. Because a lot of systems, what I've noticed, and we've been doing this for a long time, and every software as a service comes with some type of out-of-box reporting. But most of the times, what I see is that businesses don't utilize that reporting because they have their own eyes, how they look at the business. So they usually tweak that report, or they would like to see that report with, for example, payroll data. So now they have to go to payroll system, download that Excel report, and kind of they don't have most of the times ability to see, let's say, payroll data with their customer data, for their marketing data, all across on one platform, where they have to actually manually go in each system, kind of download things, and again clean up the data, massage it, and then look at the different download another system. So it kind of takes a long time. And by the time you download that process, the data is outdated, and you have, if you updating the records, if you entering new transactions in those system, now you have to rerun it again. So what we do is we have built automation around reporting, like you're using business intelligence tools, where we come in and kind of, all right, look at your customer reportings that you've been doing that taking you so much time, and building it once. And now that we've built once, basically it's there. It's there's a maintenance at the depending on how often you would like the data to be refreshed, and once a day or weekly basis, how many times you're looking at those reports. And that could be delivered even to your email. And we also even set up alerts. So if there's certain KPIs that you're really concerned about and you would like to keep an eye on, you can set up the alerts. And now you're like, instead of catching them at the end of the month or when things are too late, you have an eye to kind of tweak your strategies now.
Yeah, I love that. I love the alerts right away. That's amazing. So what I heard was you partner with MSPs, you come alongside them from as a consulting partner, and really you help find them more business, right? And it sounds like it can help their MRR grow, but you know, they get the revenue from it, and you get some consulting, and really it's services that most MSPs don't have a clue how to do, right?
100%. And we have cases, the clients that reach out to us, that find us on different LinkedIn, on the people that we meet, they most of the times have MSPs, but the MSPs are not offering these services because they don't know how to do data analytics, for example, or offer them AI. They would not have the knowledge to kind of help them. But at the same time, the MSPs, what I hear is that they have some technological review on, I think they do it like on annual or quarterly basis. And this is where they can see that their clients are doing some monotonous and repetitive task, or pulling information from different Excel files, from different systems, for example. And then like they have kind of staff that's overworked or overloaded. And this is the opportunity for them to kind of bring us in to help them to automate these processes, make them efficient, so that at the end of the day, they make them look good because they have provided immense values to their clients. They shaved off the time from these admin operation side for them. And also they made money as well.
Yeah. You've got my mind really going. I'm excited about the conversation because I have a lot of MSP clients that need help with that. So, you know, you MSP business owners listening to this, you know, consider using Zofia's team for two things. One, to come in and help you with your tools and, you know, removing redundant keystrokes, but, you know, getting your data in a better position for you to make. You know, I've always said, you know, there's a lot of bright people in the companies, but we need to have the right information at the right time in order to make the right decisions. And you guys can do that with your dashboards and the tools. But then more importantly, then you go resell those services. Once you see and understand that, then you go out and resell that to your customer base. And what a great lead magnet for new prospects, and what a great opportunity for your current customers, for you to get stickier and get more business from your current customers by offering that service. I love that.
It also, one more thing I wanted to point out, it's not just what happens is once we do, for example, the work on their data, MSPs also able to provide services, additional services when it comes to licenses that they have to purchase, the virtual machines that they have to set up, for example. So there is additional work besides of the work that we provide that they can outsource it to us, but also the work that to make sure that the environments of the building it are secure, we have the licenses. And it's just what we also have noticed is that once clients see the amount of time they can save with these tools, their mindsets are changing because they see like, all right, well, someone is taking 5 hours a week to do this for my team. And it's just, and I want this to be on a weekly basis on demand. I wanted to know where my numbers are at. So instead of having someone spending 4 hours a week and kind of also sometimes managing the late night requests, for example, from the executive team, oh, I really would like to see these numbers. Now that is elevated from them, and the staff could focus on something else rather than redoing the same report over and over again. And also sometimes it's catching the mistakes as well, because Excels are prone to errors and they're not efficient. The file can get corrupted. But if they're billing, we also notice if you're running some type of a software that you build from a grab proprietary software, on a front end, when you build these reports and you're looking at them, sometimes you can catch some bugs or some type of inconsistencies in your data that otherwise would not have. And then you're relying on that data, basically making decisions. So
that's really important. That's a great point. That's a great point. I see that happen all the time where, you know, you're analyzing reports and it's bad data because there was a human error of entering the data wrong. So that's great. So I know you guys specialize in AI, and I know you use a lot of AI tools. You know, what are you seeing in the channel, you know, for MSPs? What are you seeing, you know, either MSPs or MSP clients, you know, using AI tools? What can you tell us there?
Absolutely. I mean, AI market is just in the past years has been overwhelming. Overwhelming for businesses because every week, every day, you have some new model coming in, new feature coming in, and it's just like, how do you navigate it? And new tools that are out there, but what do you use? And I think having someone that you can trust to provide that kind of guidance, actually, we've done some things that we've done with MSP is we hosted AI Launch and Learn, where they invited their customers, where we kind of educate them on, okay, what are the trends? What are the tools that are useful for the businesses right now to implement, to get to see the instant result on? And I know a lot of people might say, well, there's a Copilot that's available on my, for example, on my Microsoft account right now. We have also used a Copilot for just again, for testing purposes to see what's better. But even for little things that I see, like Copilot is still very general. But there's abilities like if you have emails that are redundant that you have to constantly respond to, and yet you have customers that are chasing little dollars, for example, like you have a team that has to go chase little dollars from the customers constantly stuck in the emails, well, you can automate that as well. And you can use AI where it kind of prepares even drafts for you to review given the context that you expose it to. So there's with Copilot, you still have to, it helps you to write that email, or you have to actually give an example of each email. So it's not really as kind of as automated as it could be, for example. Or there are certain things with presentations that I hear people putting together with Copilot, and Copilot's still pretty look clunky, but there's other tools. It's just kind of a smaller scale, little examples that I'm giving. But with AI, again, having someone that is in it every day, that knows what's happening, that could navigate and help provide values for MSP clients is a key, because again, their clients are lost what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing, because they come to us or they sit on the social media trying to figure out, okay, well, how do I automate this? What do I do? What do I go to? What's the right tools for this? And it's overwhelming.
Yeah. It is. It's exploding. It seems like I'm hearing about new AI tools on a daily basis now. I can't keep up. And there's so many. And then the tools that we're already using, I'll just use ChatGPT as an example. And you brought up Copilot. You know, I've got those on my desktop, but I know I'm not using its full capacity, you know. So it's, you know, we need to learn really how to really leverage these tools, because they are so much more sophisticated than the normal user would be using them. So I think there's a lot of that, you know, there's training opportunity out there.
But what we've been doing is beyond Copilots. I would say there is a leverage when you can connect, for example, you can leverage your CRM system, the customer relations system, or any other systems. And now you can connect to the large language models. And now you can really see the benefit of it even more. So meaning now, so automation is not new. It's been around for a long time. But what's now different, it's that having the large language model, which is one of the OpenAI ChatGPT, is to give ability to have a conversation with that data. Now you can actually get the insights or program it that way. So sometimes even when we're looking at the different dashboards or different KPIs, all right, well, sometimes we might miss things we might skip certain things, but if you program it that way, it's like, all right, well, you look at the dashboard. Now, what do you do after this? What other next sets of actions do you take? Do you email certain insight to somebody? Do you analyze them further? And this is where you can leverage AI to kind of help you. Oh, look at this. For example, you missed this KPI. It was dropping, and it can also help you to understand why was it dropping? What happened there over 6 months, over a year? How was it compared this KPI previous to the last year, this around the same time? So what were the key factors that can alert you to kind of make the better decision to tweak your strategies right there for you? And also, another thing is that I see that AI is enhancing customer experience when it comes to, because everyone is right now used to Amazon speed. Everyone wants things to be quick for them, responses to be quick, to get the, so this is where you can use AI to leverage the speed of the responses, repetitive tasks, repetitive things that your staff has to do. And to kind of also what I'm seeing is that a lot of times is in certain industries, for example, staff is overworked, and this is where you can elevate that pressure from them and make their life more easier, more enjoyable to help with, for example, employee turnover as well.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I'm a data junkie, you know, and I'm big believer in using, you know, real-time scorecards and dashboards to run your business. And it's not just for the leadership team. It's everybody should have scorecards so they know how they're doing. I talk about that all the time in our coaching circle. So, hey, I heard a really cool quote. I just wanted to share this with you. This is right up your alley. The quote came over. It said, AI is not going to replace you, but a person trained on AI will. And to me, that really resonated, because there's so many AI tools. We need to step outside our comfort zone and you know, one, partner with companies like yours that can educate us on that and help us there, and really go through that, you know, fight to go through that learning curve, because and get trained on the tools, you know, because there's so many out there and the capability is amazing. So, but I kept hearing people say, oh, AI is going to replace people. It's like, well, not necessarily. I think, you know, people trained on AI will. That's what I'm seeing.
Actually, I wanted to point out even before AI, like, for example, let's go back even early days. I want to simplify this. So internet's been around for a long time, right? And there's a lot of free information on internet, how to do certain things. However, what's happening is that a lot of people still don't know a lot of things because they don't utilize pre-AI internet widely. They don't, like, the YouTube has so many links to learn any type of thing that you want to in life, to be honest. And I think what's going to happen now is that we need to educate people to use AI in their daily lives, because the gap is going to get more widened. What I mean by that, so before AI, you still have people that utilizing internet and learning and increasing their skills to help them to excel at their careers, for example.
Right.
Now, so those people that have been using internet excessively and been pushing it forward and then been so familiar with the tools that are available, now we'll have AI to even accelerate that growth even more. But people that have not been using the internet and not using AI now going to fall behind even more. So the why it's going to be not only on, and that could translate into financial gap as well. So I think what needs to happen there, we need to make sure we educate people on how to use AI in their daily life, how to prompt better. But again, there's a lot of also, some people think, well, why do I need to learn anything because AI could do for me? But AI is only as good as its users. So we still need to make sure that we are developing, we're learning to get more insightful on our prompting. So the idea is now would be, you probably heard most like Jensen Huang. He's one of the, he's the CEO of NVIDIA, talks a lot about that the next language is going to be human language. So right. What's happening is that basically with technology, you don't have to know Python, but you would need to know how to use these applications that are coming, that are building on getting the most out of them. And prompting is, you could see someone that has a knowledge in certain type of industry versus that doesn't, will just put one sentence prompt versus someone that has the expertise and knows what they're trying to get. It would be very extensive prompt that, and the output would be substantially different. The insight that they might get would be very different from just one sentence prompt. So why I'm saying this, we still need to evolve. We still need to adapt. I know AI is challenging us to do this. And if you look at the World Economic Job Report for 2025-2023, one of the key skills were analytical, creative. So it was analytical skills, critical thinking. And those are the skills that we need to develop by still staying ahead of, becoming that domain expert in our own field. By still reading, by learning, and now utilizing AI to kind of help us to accelerate our growth in our careers.
Yep, I agree. That's spot on. So exciting stuff. I could talk about this all day long, but I think everybody would fall asleep. So we're getting ready to run out of time anyway. But hey, how can people get in touch with you if they want to learn more or partner with the business? What's the best way to connect with you?
Absolutely. So you can find me at Zulfia Forside in my social media handles and LinkedIn and also Instagram, where I share on almost daily basis on AI tools that are out there to help businesses to navigate through all the noise. You can also actually, I have an AI, free AI assistant guide that I would love to send. If you message me your mastermind on it, and I know that you're coming from this podcast, I would love to share the tutorial that I have with you.
Okay. So is that an email? I can share that in the notes.
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah. You can put me at the zforsythe@omadligroup.com. So Z and Forsythe at omadligroup.com, and just write mastermind and I will send you that guide.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. What valuable content for the listeners. Thanks for being on the program, and we will see you soon. Thank you for tuning in to the SMB Community Podcast. If you found this interesting or fun, please subscribe, share with your friends, and give us a thumbs up on your favorite social media. We would love to hear from you, so reach out anytime on the website at smbcommunitypodcast.com.